And at this point, we're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, happy Wednesday. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How about you?
Oh, doing great. I just want to say, rain, go away. I'm so tired of it.
How are our fur babies doing in the weather like this, Mary Beth? They don't like to go outside, and they need to go outside to do their business. At least the dogs
sure
do.
They sure do, and mine won't go. I don't know about yours, but mine's like, no, I'll just wait for a few days.
Well, mine goes, and then they come in, and it's real messy in the inside.
Oh, yes.
Terrible.
Rain is everywhere. Laundry is everywhere. Just a little PSA. If you are out and about and you'd like to pick up some clean laundry to dry it for our rescue, please do. We have mountains because it's so hard to dry in this rain.
That's a great point. We have a blanket that we wipe Annie's paws on.
Same.
And
yes.
It's dirty,
or like a
and
towel.
Gringy
mm-hmm.
looking, and we can just throw it in our washer and dryer. But if we want to help you out, what do you need from us again, Mary Beth?
Because just stop by.
Okay.
We trust you to pick up our clean laundry. Take it, dry it, fold it, and bring it back.
Okay.
Love it.
All right. Perfect. Good to know. For
all
sure.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to start with Draco to this morning. Oh, my goodness. I have to introduce you to the biggest flirt. That's what he's been voted as, the biggest flirt. And, boy, does he live up to it. What a cutie. And this morning we've got this whole black and white theme going, and they are adorable. So Draco, you can find him hanging out in our cat lounge, which says a lot about him. That means he gets along with other cats. But he was an owner surrender to us at no fault of his own. And it always surprises me, these amazing pets that come in that way. But we're really grateful that he came to us, because it can be a different outcome anywhere else. He loves to greet you at the door of the cat lounge. It is so cute. He rubs on you and wants attention and gives attention. He is truly a flirt. We're estimating him to be about 2.5 years old, and he has been with us, if you can believe it, 17 weeks too long.
Mm.
You know, now is the time. We've got kitten season starting, so these babies who are just a little older, which 2.5 is nothing, but they get to kind of get pushed back because the kittens take all the glory. So come in and meet this baby. He is so handsome. He loves to do a few things. You know, we learn about our babies as we get to know them a little more, but he enjoys other felines so much. He loves watching the birds outside our windows. He just loves to just be high and watching down below all the activities going on. He is such a fun cat. And, of course, like all of our cats and dogs, he's fixed, he's vaccinated, he's microchipped, and he is tested, ready, and waiting for you to walk in that door. And he will give you all the affection you can possibly imagine. So if Draco grabs your heart, call us and make an appointment, 803-802-0902. We would love to introduce you to Draco. I don't think we have to be a part of it at all. He will do all the work. Then we've got the dog of the week, another black and white. This cutie patootie is Sherry, and she's a young terrier mix who would make a great companion for the right person, couple, or family. She came to us 11 months ago. I can't believe time is like a vortex at the rescue. You don't know if it was yesterday or 3 years ago. It just is, time goes so fast. But she was an owner surrender, again, at no fault of her own. And like we noted, everyone has their story and experiences. But what we've observed about her is she's a reserved girl, and she takes a little time to warm up. She adores nice long walks or just hanging out in the yard. Once you get to know her, she warms up, and she just blossoms. She would make a great, great addition to the right family, and she loves the company of other dogs. So we're confident she'll make a wonderful addition to the right person or family. She, like others, are spayed, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested, and she's waiting as patiently as she possibly can for her person to come through the door. Just give her some time to transition. This one is one of those with me. She barks initially when she sees me, and I'm like, what did I do to deserve a bark? And she goes, oh, I just needed to make sure you knew I was here and you weren't going to step on my toes or something. I don't know. But she always says something to me, and I'm always like, what is that about? So give her time to warm up. She will just make your heart leap. So give a call if you're interested in Sherry, 803-802-0902. Then we've got What's the Scoop? Of course, it was Memorial Day, and all week long we've got those fireworks going. So please, 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 please think of your pet. It really puts them in a state of just being so scared and frightened. So keep them indoors. Keep them calm, safe. Play some music. You know, get them just distracted while the activities are going on. Give them a little more attention than they normally would need because, oh, my gosh, it's like bombs in their ears. And then, of course, kitten season is officially in motion. If you have found a kitten or a litter, please let us know, but do it through email. We do all our intake through email because we get in a queue. That's how many we have coming in. So it's surrenderapet@humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org and put as much information as we can, and we try to address them within 24 to 48 hours. So another one is Fosters Truly Save Lives. This just is a proof is in the pudding. If you have considered it, please sign up today because that's how we can save more. And then, of course, just to note, we are an independent nonprofit, so that means we take care of ourselves. No government funding, no additional funding from the Humane Societies of the United States or any of that. So consider sponsoring. Consider just giving and helping us do our jobs. We so appreciate it. Give of your time. Give of your money. Give of your items or treasures. You can give of your time by volunteering at the rescue, the thrift shop, or off-site fundraising. You can foster, which is a phenomenal way to do it. Give of your finances. Needed items. We are in desperate need of clay cat litter, Gerber baby food, turkey or chicken. Obviously, that's for a kitten, so they like the turkey or chicken. Bleach, laundry detergent, soft and hard toys, and then, of course, give of your gently used item to our thrift shop where we turn that into life-saving dollars. And then, of course, our best news of the week. From January 1 till today, we have placed 65 dogs and 212 cats. We are so proud of that, and we couldn't do it without your help. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, Mary Beth. Well, that is a great update for all of our fur babies out there. So thank you so much for loving on them.
Oh,
and, of course,
you.
This is a time where families will be out and about traveling. So kind of keep that in mind. If you're looking for an animal, maybe get all that vacation stuff done out of the way because they're all fun and games now. But the first time you go on vacation and then you're like, uh-oh, what do
Amen
we do with the dog
that.
Or the cat?
That's a great PSA.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes. You want to spend as much time as you can adjusting and the transitioning time for the for a new pet in your family. That's a great note. Thank you.
But that's one of the reasons why they reach out to you all and you all walk through your model and you talk with these families and make sure you find the right fur baby for the right family. So we certainly appreciate Mary Beth. We will catch up with you next week.
All righty. You have a great week, guys.
Thank
Sounds
you, Mary
good.
Beth.
Thank you, Take Mary care. Beth.